In Belgrade today, it was the end of a nation. Lawmakers voted to formally abolish the Republic of Yugoslavia. In its place, they created a new nation called Serbia and Montenegro, a loose union of the two remaining Balkan republics that make up the rump Yugoslavia.
Serbia and Montenegro will share a small bureaucracy running defense and foreign affairs, but little else under the new agreement. In 3 years, the two constituent republics will be able to hold a referendum on full independence, and many observers suspect that Montenegro will choose to go its own way.
Today's vote brings to an end a short and difficult history. Yugoslavia was created when the Kingdom of Serbs, Croats, and Slovenes was renamed in 1929. After the Second World War, the nation was reborn as a republic under the leadership of communist Josip Tito. It was after Tito's death that Yugoslavia began to fracture. Slovenia, Croatia, Macedonia, and then Bosnia declared their independence in the 1990s.
A brief war to prevent Slovenia's independence was followed by the brutal conflicts in Croatia and Bosnia. Up to 200,000 people died, and many more were driven from their homes. No doubt, in light of its sad final decades, Yugoslavia's Balkan neighbors hope that it will rest in peace.